So happy to have with us now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, and so much happier to have you after a victory.
Well, Mondays are a much, much better way to start the week when you win a game. You know, I think it's safe to say everybody in Cleveland, it's a better day on Monday when you win on Sunday. And so that's what we're trying to do every week.
Yeah, the weather can be as lousy as it is now, and it might as well be sunny and 70.
Yep, sunny and 70. That's what we, you know, that's what we think it is when we're watching the film and we're correcting the players, you know.
Right.
We know different. It took me, I think, until midnight to thaw out. That was a unique set of circumstances when it came to the weather. Typically, you don't talk about things being an issue, but the combination of the wind, the rain, and then the cold, that was less than ideal conditions to throw, catch, kick, handle the football. And, you know, I kind of complimented our guys that they did an outstanding job. The guys that had to handle the football, I thought, did an outstanding job. We had a couple of fumbles in there, but for the most part, that was a factor in the win.
And let's start with that because, yes, you'll take the win any way you get it, but 7-6 is not really the kind of game. When I think about you and I think about the passing game and what you can do with the talent you have in Brandon Whedon and those receivers, there's a lot more you want to produce point-wise, and I'm sure it had to be somewhat frustrating, if not very frustrating.
Well, I think it was the conditions dictated that we had to play it that way. Now, it's very rare that you can win a game 7-6, and I think we all know that. And so you need to score more points than that. Now, we scored one more than they did, and I think that's the important piece is that we won. And we played the game like we had to with the conditions presented. I thought Trent played outstanding. There was some question as to whether he would be even effective, and I thought he did a heck of a job. We asked him to do a little bit more than typically would, and he answered the bell. And then, like I said, you know, we made just enough plays in the passing game to make it real.
How did you gauge his readiness? Because obviously he's going to tell you he's ready to go, and he's that kind of guy. But given how much he struggled the previous week against Indianapolis, and it looked like just, you know, those tender ribs, whatever. So how do you – because you rode him very hard in this game.
Yeah, you know, this week in practice, you know, and it wasn't always obvious because nobody watches the practice but outside of our team. But he had a good week of practice, much, much better preparation this week than last in terms of the reps he got. And I could just tell now that I know Trent and how he handles the little nicks that he gets, I just felt like he was going to go out there and play hard, and he obviously was very productive.
And philosophically, again, the weather dictated how much you did run him, but the success too. And it's not just Trent Richardson. Your O-line's got to do its part. It seemed like everybody stepped up their game in the run.
Yeah, I think we did a better job of blocking the run than we did a week ago. We left a lot out there in the passing game and of course in the running game, and that's what you correct on a Monday. You know, as I mentioned downstairs, you watch the tape based on it being sunny and 70. You know, so there's plenty of mistakes there now.
Sure,
we did enough things wrong in that game for a month. Now, fortunately, we got a win, and we got to get that corrected so we can move on and play even better against Baltimore.
And you talk about Brandon Whedon. Wasn't his best game in terms of maybe making the throws, but the stat that does jump out is he took care of the football.
Yeah, he did, and he's been pretty good with that the last couple of weeks, so we got to keep that going. I think his last real bad play was a tip ball in the first drive in the Bengals game 3 weeks ago, and so that's something that we've been preaching. You want to be aggressive, but you also have got to understand how important the football is. And so you've seen him scramble more. There was a couple of scrambles where he took a, you know, hook slide and get a few yards. And then actually the sack he took in late in the game, that's more important than throwing the ball away because it kept the clock running.
Sure.
And so there are some things about his game that I see where I see improvement, even though, of course, the numbers didn't talk like he had a great game production-wise. Of course, we want to throw the ball better, and we can't have drops and all that business, but that's what we'll work on.
As much as you are an offensive-oriented guy, a passing-oriented guy, you can appreciate great defense when it's played. And a defense that holds the opponent to two field goals and, again, is really rises. This is when they have to rise to the occasion, right? When those conditions aren't conducive to good offensive play, they have to be the hammer and do the job. Your defense stepped up pretty darn well.
Yeah, I thought our guys did an outstanding job. And somebody made the comment that it was an ugly victory. I don't see it. Ugly victories where you got massive amounts of turnovers and block kicks and a lot of crazy stuff happening and bad decisions by the coach. That was just a hard-fought victory, and is what I like to think of it as. And, you know, we did some things. You know, we went into the game knowing that they had some skilled players that could wreck the game. And they got outstanding runners. You know, we know how productive Phillip Rivers can be. And our guys were opportunistic. Now Norv can say the same things I did. They dropped some balls like we did. But we found a way to keep them out of the end zone, and that's good against any team.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40, does this every Monday with us. Pat, specifically on defense, some standout performances. It looked like T.J. Ward had a big game in various roles, blitzing, coverage, run support. He was really on his game.
Yeah, T.J. was very active yesterday and made some really good plays at critical moments, and I think that's important. And, you know, I think the same could be said for a lot of guys that stepped up and made plays. But it's good to see guys be productive, and he just needs to keep building on that.
And you've said this over and over again, the importance of closing out games. And now in these two wins you've had, the common thread is the defensive closeout. Going back to the Cincinnati game with Sheldon Brown on that pick six, right. And in this game, Buster Screen busting up a fourth down, that fourth and 10, that last gasp play by the Chargers.
Yeah, it was, you know, when they have the ball and they just need to work themselves into field goal range, that's a little bit more ideal than needing to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, as you might expect, they got a little tense there, but had great confidence in our guys. And, you know, you get them into a fourth and long. First of all, getting them into a fourth and long is very important. There were three good downs before that. And then to finish it off like we did, you always like to be taking a knee at the end.
And you got to be taking some extra pleasure in the fact that you're doing this defensively minus key defensive players. No Phil Taylor, no Ataba Rubin in the right. Middle of that defensive line. That alone could make things very difficult. So you overcame that. So Billy Winn, John Hughes, and other young people stepped up.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys step up. I thought JMJ, James Michael Johnson, had his best game, you know, and I thought he showed up. He had the second most tackles and was very productive, and he can learn from that. Yeah, you mentioned Hughes and Billy Winn. Billy Winn had production. Hughes, they were in there battling. And so we got a lot of young players, and, you know, Craig Robertson. And so we got a lot of good young players in there playing. And I think, based on what I've seen in the past, young players that are good players improve quite a bit. And so we got a half a season here to improve, and we need to improve and get victories.
And it would be easy, I think, when you're 1-6 going into a game to, and I'm not going to suggest that people check out, but maybe not be as focused as they need to be because they're thinking of the loss total and they're nearing that midpoint of the season and where's it all going. But your team is all in. It looks like it's fully engaged, and especially with young players who are learning how to be professionals, Pat, it looked to me like they especially rose to this occasion and understand that, you know, to the, they're ignoring the record. They're looking at, hey, we've got opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that's important. We do ignore the record. We have a lot of prideful guys in that locker room that love to play the game. And we've got a lot of young guys learning how to play the game at this level that want to get as good as they can get. And so when you have pride and you have youth and you have guys that are fighting to get better and fighting to keep their chair, then, you know, you eventually start to improve. And then when you improve enough, then you start winning games. And that's what we're trying to do.
And I know you talk about how important it is to stay in the moment, to focus on the one game at a time mentality. But this is two wins in 3 weeks. This is back-to-back wins at home. And you've got a home game coming up now against Baltimore, a team that you pushed to the brink at Baltimore last month. Can you see the potential here, the great potential here for some traction?
Well, to have another division game at home, you know, like when we played the Bengals, you know, you got to win your division to get in the playoffs, and you got to find a way to win these division games. And so we know how good the Ravens are. We had a chance to play against them on Thursday night under the bright lights, and our guys, you know, for the most part showed up, played hard. We didn't make enough plays to win, of course. That'll be the challenge this week, is we got to take care of the ball like we've done, and then we got to find a way to make more plays than they do. And so our guys understand what's at stake. They'll have a feel for the Ravens, and now we just got to go out and do it.
Great. Well, Coach, again, congrats on that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care.
He is Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to be joined later in this show by Montario Hardesty. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.